Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. We're in the Psalms and today we're in Psalm 133. Here is Psalm 133. A song of ascents, O David. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Psalm 133, Unity and God's Blessing. Verse 1. David concentrates on true unity between those who know the Lord. He calls them brothers. Here are principles of blessing which are timeless. Those who turn from their sins and trust in Christ and in his death on the cross as their substitute to suffer the penalty their sins deserve become born again and children of God. John 3:7, John 1:12. God the Father is their Father, God the Son their Saviour, and God the Holy Spirit their indwelling helper. They become spiritual brothers and sisters in Christ. At once they find a common bond with all other brothers in Christ. This oneness is hard to explain to a non-Christian, but is real to the one who trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. That unity really is good and pleasant. Old or young, he discovers a close and new relationship with previously unknown people who may differ greatly from him. This oneness transcends age, sex, race, colour, nationality, politics, jobs, money, gifts, interests, or which teams you might support. Galatians 3:28 says of those of us who have received Jesus in our hearts that we are all one in Christ Jesus. It is a oneness that the devil hates and will seek to attack. Sadly, our sinful hearts help him at times. We need to be humble in our relationships with other Christians and always put Jesus first. We are to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, Ephesians 4:3. Sometimes that means that we need to apologize from our hearts when we wrong a brother or sister in Christ. First, we ask the Lord to forgive us for that sin. A mark of conversion to Jesus is a willingness to admit our sin, confess it to God, and then forsake it. Never allow yourself to spoil what God has given us, namely that good and pleasant unity. Let us rather live together in unity. Verse 2. This unity is illustrated by the anointing of Aaron, the chief priest of Israel. Exodus 29:7. 30:30. The anointing oil was richly blended, Exodus 30:22-33, and poured over Aaron. The oil and its perfume spread down from his head, over his face, beard and body, clothed in his priestly robes. True, good and pleasant unity in Christ is like that between sinners who have come to know Jesus, no matter which Bible-believing church they attend. It starts at conversion, when Christ enters their lives through the Holy Spirit. Oil in the Bible often pictures the Holy Spirit. Like Aaron's oil, God's Spirit affects our heads as he makes our thinking more Bible-based and God-honoring. He can even change our faces. Many Christians often look more joyful. The same Spirit leads us to use our bodies to serve and follow the Lord, Romans 12:1-2. There is an aroma of new spiritual life around many committed Christians. 2 Corinthians 2:15 says, "We are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing." Verse 3. Mount Hermon, in the north of Israel, feeds the Jordan River when its snow melts. A high precipitation rate means that its very heavy dew refreshes its vegetation. Close fellowship in Christ refreshes those who trust Christ. It also helps others who thirst for reality to come to Jesus. He said in Revelation 21:6, "To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life." Lost sinners are more likely to be won through those who know God's blessing in unity together. God bless you.